So I'd like to just take a little bit of time. I don't have too much this morning, and there's a lot to kind of cover in this particular outline. But if you want to highlight this word in the title, relationship. So the burden of the message this morning is on this word, relationship. And then the following two Roman numerals are on how we build a personal and affectionate relationship with the Lord. I'd like to first start with this question to continue the line of fellowship on relationship. This question, if you want to write it down, is what kind of relationship do you want with God? So again, what kind of relationship do you want with God? Well, as our brother shared, one of the most important things in having a relationship with anybody, and especially with God, is that first, you must have contact with them. If you don't have contact with them, it's very hard to have a relationship. You know, these days, a lot of your contact with your friends, I see, is just through a text or a message. It's through your device. But realize that you cannot text God. Like, has anyone ever tried to text God? Probably not, right? So you have to find a way how to contact God. You know, in this last couple months, my daughter has been doing a study abroad in Germany. And it makes it very difficult for myself and my wife to have contact with her. Certainly we see a lot of her pictures on Instagram. We see, okay, well, she's actually not, so she's in Munich. She's actually not in Munich, but she's on a train to someplace in Germany, or the Netherlands, or Czechia, or wherever she goes. So sometimes my wife is a little bit disappointed that my daughter doesn't reach out and just contact us and just let us know how she's doing. So in the same way, you know, God is always looking to see how we are doing, how you are doing. But yet, very often we don't respond, we don't contact, we don't reach out to God. You know, especially, you know, after our salvation, maybe we're just happy, hallelujah, I'm saved. But yet, how often do we contact God? If we don't contact God, there's no way for us to have a relationship with God. So we need to contact God. So I'll give you key points in building a relationship with God. The first is this one, contacting God. The second is that we need to spend time. You know, if you consider the friendships you have, if you don't spend any time with your friends, how can you develop a friendship? So you need to spend time. Then the third one is that we need to know this person's heart. Know this person's likes, this person's dislikes. So that means that we need to know God. And I'll develop this in the coming points. So going back to this matter of contact, you know, I actually had spent some time I took my daughter to move her into Munich. And it was my second time in Europe. And I'll say that, you know, comparing Europe to the U.S., I really like Europe. Europe has a lot of history. There's a lot of, you know, just beautiful architecture. There's just some things that I really like about Europe. You know, one thing that I've noticed while just touring around Munich, this was back in March, Europe has a history of religion. So My daughter and I went to the Munich Cathedral, I think it is. And I don't know whether you've seen this building, but you could probably see it from almost everywhere in the city. They have two towers on the side. And the size of these towers are almost the length of a soccer field. In the U.S., it's the length of a football field. It's that high. And they build these places so that people can have contact with God. They try to create a tranquil atmosphere where you can contact God. But I don't know how many of them actually contact God. There's even a statue of Jesus on the cross hanging in front. Huge statue. I don't know whether that helps them contact God. But I know there's a way that we can contact God. And that is by calling on the name of the Lord. So how about let's do this. Let's read Roman numeral 2 together. Calling on the name of the Lord. How about let's have the sisters read point A. How about a little bit louder? Sisters, a little stronger. Point eight again.
It is God's commandment and desire that his
people call on him. Okay, how about brothers, B? Amen. So this matter of calling on the Lord is not something new. It actually started with the third generation of man, with Enosh. Apologies, technical difficulties. So if you go to Genesis chapter 4, there's a mention of two people. One is Abel, and the other is Enosh. If you look at the definition of what those two names mean, one, Abel, means vanity. Enosh, on the other hand, means frail, mortal man. So is human life full of vanity? Have you found that human life is vanity? Maybe a little bit, right? The older you get, the more experience you encounter, the more experiences you encounter, the more you realize human life is just full of vanity. But in addition to human life being full of vanity, human life or man is also very frail, right? We are mortal. That means that any point in time you can get hurt. Any point in time, you know, the Lord may take your life away. Right? We're very frail. So is that point in time that beginning in the third generation of man, that man began to call on the name of the Lord. So to call on the name of the Lord, just to define it a little bit more, is to call out. So if you want to reach out to someone, you call out to them. You cry out. You invoke a person by name. You know, just watching a lot of young people, this is mostly in the U.S. I'm sure it's not too different than in Europe. So my daughter, who's in the senior camp, and she's probably just not much different than many of you, she goes around the house wearing, you know, AirPods, wearing headphones. You know, it seems like when God created, you know, your generation, they created you with eyes, with a mouth, with a nose, with ears, and with an AirPod. Right? So when my wife needs to call out to her, she doesn't call Cassie. Right? Because when you have noise cancellation, you can't hear anything. Does she call Cassie? Probably she still can't hear. So sometimes when I'm just in the other room, I hear, Cassie! Why does she call so loud? Because she wants to reach out to her. She wants to contact. So sometimes, if we're calling on the Lord, and we don't have the sense that the Lord is responding, we may need to call out a little bit louder. Lord Jesus! Lord Jesus! Right? And hopefully there's a sense that, yes, the Lord is here. So that is the definition of calling, to calling on the Lord. The purpose of calling, so let me give you a couple points on the purpose of calling on the Lord. So the reason why we call on the Lord is that, firstly, we want to experience the Lord's salvation. How many of you, after you come home from school, feel like, I just need to be saved? You know, you're kind of, you're dead end, maybe you failed a test, maybe there's some argument with your friends, you just don't feel that good. So when you come home, you just need a, what you need is salvation. So who can provide salvation to you? Our Lord can provide salvation to you. You just need to call on His name, Lord Jesus. You know, I don't go to school anymore, I go to work. And I have about a 25 minute ride home. And sometimes in my car, I'll just call, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And there's a sense that the Lord comes in and just saves me. The second point is that we need to be rescued. You know, sometimes we're in distress, we're in trouble. Maybe we're in trouble with our parents. Any of you brothers ever been in trouble with your parents? No, you're perfect junior brothers, right? Yes. But sometimes after an argument with your parents, you may need to just the Lord to come in and rescue you. And how He rescues you is by your calling on His name, Lord Jesus. You know, I'll share a prophecy that I heard some years ago. Many years ago. So the mom was washing dishes, and she was just calling on the name of the Lord. And her daughter, who was quite younger at the time, came up and said, Mommy, is there a problem? So in other words, her daughter thought that the only reason why she called on the name of the Lord is because there was a problem. You know, true, yeah, calling on the Lord will rescue us. But calling on the Lord is not only because there's a problem. Sometimes we just go through our daily life, right? It's just day-to-day, somewhat monotonous. We go to our classes, we go home, we do our homework. It's just our daily lives. And even then, we can call on the name of the Lord. Why? So number three is so that we can enjoy the riches of the Lord. You know, that is the best way. I have to watch my time a little bit. But how about let's do this? Just take a moment. Just take 20 seconds. So, you know, the Lord we have is an all-inclusive Lord. To some, He is your Savior. To some, He is your Redeemer. To some, He is your King. He is life. He could be the tree of life. He could be the river of water of life to you. How about just write down in your notes. See how many items of Christ that the Lord is to you in your experience. So we'll just take a quick 10 seconds. Okay, time's up. So how many items do you have? Hopefully you have at least one. If we don't have too many items, that means that we need to call on the Lord more. In whatever situation we're in, you know, as I was coming here, I called on the Lord a lot. And the Lord was my supply. The Lord was my strength as I took a plane ride from San Francisco over to Krakow. It took us about 33 hours. And I didn't sleep for 33 hours. So I needed the Lord as my strength. So the Lord can be so many things to us through our calling on the name of the Lord. So let me go on to this last portion, which is pray reading the Word of God. You know, growing up in the church life, I kind of was considering, prayer reading is kind of interesting. You know, it seems like it's something that the saints, the older saints do. I don't know how much I had really enjoyed pray reading the Word. But at the end of my high school years, I really learned the secret for how to pray read the Word of God. And I can tell you, you know, pray reading is the best way for us to contact the Lord. So how about let's have the sisters read point A. Okay, sisters A. Okay, brothers B. Okay, sister C. Okay, brothers D. And then all together E. So another question I'd like to ask you all is, what is one of the topmost enjoyment in human life? Maybe for some of the brothers, is it basketball? So I would say one of the topmost enjoyment is eating. You know, I was in Krakow Old Town the other day, and I was at the center. And I don't know how many restaurants there were all over, all around. But all you can see is restaurant after restaurant after restaurant after restaurant. So human life is kind of made to enjoy food. Well, the topmost food that we have in our hands is the Word of God. But yet, if it's only outward and we only read it for knowledge, but we don't know how to eat the Word of God, it's very hard for God to be enjoyed by us. So we need to learn. You know, last night in our house, we had a certain, I think it's a Polish soup. And then there was some sort of sauce. And I think I mistakenly used a sauce for something else because I've never eaten, or I've never learned how to eat Polish food. But apparently when you use that, it brings out the enjoyment. So, one charge to all of you in your young people years, learn how to enjoy the Word of God. You know, I'll just use another example. You know, one of my favorite desserts is cheesecake. How many of you like cheesecake? So for many years, I've eaten cheesecake on its own. But there are some places, when they make cheesecake, they put a little bit of a cream on top. And because I'm old and trying to be a little, you know, health conscious, I never eat the cream. But one day, I learned that, well, you need to eat the cream with every bite of cheesecake. And then my enjoyment of the cheesecake, well, it went to the next level. So now you got, okay, I think I only live once, so you kind of have to eat the cheesecake with the cream. So it's something I learned. And I think something applying to the Word of God, we have to learn how to pray read and eat the Word of God. And God will be so enjoyable to us. And especially when you're newly saved, like I believe many of you are probably newly saved. You know, the brothers ask you to pray. You say, well, what do I pray? Well, you can call on the Lord, but calling on the Lord is not just praying, right? Calling on the Lord is part of praying, but it does not replace praying. Well, if you don't know what to pray, the best words to pray are in the Word of God. Take a verse and just pray it to the Lord. How about let's do this? Let's take just 20 seconds. Let's take Jeremiah 15:16, and just in your seats, just on your own, just like, your words were found. Amen. Lord, thank you, your words were found. Lord, thank you, I ate them. Oh, Lord, and your word became to me. You don't have to go so fast, but just a little slower. And just consider and meditate. Muse over the word of God. So let's practice that for just, let's just go 20 seconds. Just a couple minutes? Yeah. Amen. So when you're at home and you want to spend time in the Word, maybe some of you read the Bible, I'd recommend that take one verse out of your chapter reading and just take a few seconds, maybe it's 30 seconds, just to pray read one verse, practice, and then eventually you'll learn, just like I learned how to enjoy a cheesecake. You can learn how to enjoy the Word of God. I want to do one more thing and then I'll end. Which is, when we come together in a group like this, it's also very good to pray read. And that's a different type of pray reading. How about let's do this, and we can also pray read a hymn. Let's take hymn 16 that we sang. Spring up and take the chorus. Spring up, O well within my spirit. Rise up and tell. Whenever we come to the meetings, we need to be ready to exercise our spirit. You know, by nature, I'm a back row brother. But whenever I'm with the young people, you know, I found it so joyful just to release my spirit. It's not joyful to release your spirit? So how about let's take this chorus, and in groups, let's just pray read through this chorus. You know, it says, spring up, oh well. So how about in groups of whatever your row, the ones around you, stand up, and let's just declare. We don't have to do it in an orderly way. The main thing is that we want to touch the spirit of the word. We want to touch the spirit in our spirit. Amen? Amen. Okay, so who will help start us off? Go.
Amen.
Well, amen. Keep going, go.
Spring up.
Amen. Spring up, oh well. Amen. Amen. More. Amen. 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 Rise up and tell. Amen. 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 Oh, rise up and tell so all can hear it. Amen. 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 Spring up a well so I experience. Amen. 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 Abundantly. Amen. Amen. So just to conclude, the burden this morning is that we would develop a personal and affectionate relationship with the Lord. And we could do that by our calling on the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus! And by prayer reading His Word. So we need to love the Lord, contact the Lord, and then we will enjoy the Lord. Praise Him.